Okay, let's get cracking. Today we are continuing in the first parak of Maseches Beitza. Today we are learning parak Aleph Mishnah Ches and parak Aleph Mishnah Tes. So we continue discussing various machloks and various disputes as it pertains to Yom Tov. Now here in parak Aleph Mishnah Ches, we're going to be discussing the malacha of borer, which literally means sorting things one from the other. Now even when it comes to Shabbos, borer is one of the Lama Tes malachas, one of the 39 prohibited acts of work that you can't do certainly on Shabbos as well. But even on Shabbos, borer is allowed if it meets all three of the following conditions. Number one, it has to be a situation where a person's taking the ochel mitoch psolas, which means that a person's separating what he wants from the bad, and he's not separating the bad from what he wants. In other words, let's say you have a chicken salad, and all you really want in the salad is the chicken. So what you're allowed to do is pick out the chicken that you want. That's what you want, not a problem. However, what you're not allowed to do is remove the tomatoes and the pickles and the lettuce and all the vegetables that you don't want and simply leave the chicken that you want in the bowl. That would not be allowed. That would be removing the bad from the good. And what you have to do is remove the good from the bad. Number two is that he has to use biyad. He has to use his hands. You can't use any other kalim, you can't use any other vessels or utensils in order to do the separation. And number three is that it has to be miyad. It has to be that he's going to be eating it right away. It can't be that you're having it for later. So number one, you have to separate the good from the bad. Number two, he has to use his physical hands to do the separation. And number three, it has to be for immediate consumption, for immediate eating of what he's separating. With this background in mind, we are going to discuss this this halacha as it pertains to this malacha, as it pertains to Yantiv, Machlokas, Beis Shammai, and Beis Hillel, but what the halachas of doing borer are on Yom Tov. Says the Mishnah, HaBorer Kitznis B'Yom Tov. If one wants to separate the various types of legumes, whether it be beans or peas and so on, from their shells or their husks or the other waste on Yom Tov, Beis Shammai on Beis Shammai say, borer ochel ve'ochel. He must separate the edible food from the waste, that's the ochel mitoch psoles, with his hand and eat it right away. That according to Beis Shammai, the melacha of a borer is forbidden even on Yom Tov, and therefore the three conditions that we just mentioned have to be done when it comes to these foods on Yom Tov as well. However, says the Mishnah, Beis Hillel on Beis Hillel say, no, that you're allowed, in fact, to do a borer on Yontif, borer kedarko, you can select and do borer in a typical, usual way, becheiko, by putting the mixture in a sheet on his lap and sort of tilting it so that the round legumes roll away that way, bekanon, by pouring the mixture through a funnel, so that they're also the pieces that are smaller than the waist are going to fall through. Uve tamchoy, by putting the mixture onto a plate and simply shaking it that way. Either way, in all of these cases, Beis Hillel holds that since borers, and since the sorting shells from these peas and the beans and so on is usually done on the very day the items are eaten, it is allowed to be done on Yontif. Therefore, when selecting them on Yontif, it is not necessary to meet the three conditions that we discussed previously. Rather, one is allowed to take the waste from the food using a tool and with intent to eat the food later in the day. Continuing in the Mishnah, in these cases, however, even Beis Hillel would forbid doing borer on Yontif. Avalo betavlo velo benafa velo bekvara, but you're not allowed to place the mixture onto a large board and simply gently tilt the board so that the round items fall off. You can't strain the mixture in a fine strainer, or you can't use a coarse strainer whose holes are a little bit larger. That a large board and a strainer are used for selecting large amounts of food, and there in such a situation, even Beis Hillel would forbid a person to use them on Yom Tov because it appears as if he's selecting and sorting the food to be eaten after Yom Tov, which you certainly are not allowed to do. The Mishnah concludes with the most lenient of opinions. Rabbi Gamliel, Omer Rabbi Gamliel says, Af mediach vishola. He can even put the mixture of legumes and waste in a bowl, pour water into the mixture, causing the waste, which is lighter, to float to the top, and then skim off the waste. And although this method of doing borer was used for large quantities, which is the way it is done on weekdays, Rabbi Gamliel permits it for small quantities that will be eaten on Yom Tov itself. Continuing in the Mishnah now with Perek Aleph, Mishnah Tes. And the last two Mishnayos of this parak going to deal with sending items to a friend on Yom Tov, says the Mishnah, Beishamai Omer, Beishamai say, Ein Mishalchin B'Yom Tov Ela Manos. You're not allowed to send gifts to a friend on Yom Tov except for portions of food that are ready to be eaten as they are without any additional preparation. That sending anything that requires any sort of preparation is forbidden, is asur on Yom Tov, because the person receiving it is likely to set it aside to be prepared and eaten after Yom Tov. The sender will therefore have put forth effort on something that does not actually serve a Yom Tov purpose. Continuing in the Mishnah, Beis Hillel, Rabbi Beis Hillel disagree and say, no, Mishalchen behema chai v'ov bein chayin bein shchutin. You may even send domestic animals, cows, sheep, and so on, non-domesticated animals, deer, and so on, or even birds, whether they are alive or whether they have already been shechted. Although they require preparation before they can be eaten, at the end of the day, you absolutely can send them, says Beis Hillel, on Yom Tov itself. Mishalchen yenos shemanim uslosos v'kitnios. You can also send wine, oil, flour, and beans, and so on. Beis Hillel do not consider it a problem that the person receiving them will set them aside to be prepared where necessary and eaten after Yom Tov. Since it is possible to prepare and eat them on Yom Tov itself, one is allowed to send them on Yom Tov. Continuing in the Mishnah with the items that even Beis Hillel would say cannot be sent, avalo tvua, however Beis Hillel would agree that you can't send raw grain because it must be ground into flour before it can be used, and the melacha of grinding is prohibited on Yom Tov. And once again, we're going to see a more lenient opinion for Rabbi Shimon, matir b'tvua. But Rabbi Shimon permits sending even raw grain on Yom Tov because it can be cooked and eaten without being ground. But as the Bartanur points out here as well, we do not paskin like Rabbi Shimon. Quick review, Perek Aleph Mishnah Ches discussed the Malacha of Borer and to what extent it applies on Yontif. Beis Hashama was of the opinion that if you're trying to separate legumes, beans, peas, and so on from their shells and the other waste, then you must do so by following our three conditions of Borer. It has to be Biyad, it has to be Miyad. Again, it has to be immediately, it has to be done with your hand, and also it has to be done Ochem Mitoch Psolus, taking the good from the bad. And Beis Hillel says no, that at the end of the day you're allowed to do Borer on Yom Tov, and you can do so in a typical way, whether again using various kalim. You could do it you could do it for later in the day, you could do it the ochel, the psolus mitoch ochel, the bad from the good. The three conditions don't apply in Yontif, says Beis Hillel. However, you can't, says Beis Hillel, use any of these big kalim that were often used for larger quantities, because you can't really do anything that's going to be for ochel nefesh for after Yom Tov. It can only be things that are going to be for Yom Tov. And therefore, using some sort of a big, large board or a fine strainer or a coarse strainer, says the Mishnah, even Beis Hillel would say, you're not allowed to use those kalim because those are done in large for larger quantities, and you can only be doing borer for that which you're actually going to eat on Yom Tov. Rabbi Gamliel, who again we don't paskin like, was even the most lenient, and he said that you could even put the mixture in a bowl, pour water onto the mixture, and there clearly skim off the waste in a very clear way, in a way that is done with larger quantities. That was the opinion of Rabbi Gamliel. And then Perek Aleph, Mishnah Tes, began discussing what exactly you're allowed to send to your friend on Yom Tov. So Beis Shammai said that you can't send anything except for food portions that are ready to be eaten as they are without any additional preparation, because at the end of the day, we assume that most people are going to keep it until after Yom Tov. And again, you can only send things and exert effort for things that are going to be relevant and used on Yom Tov itself. Beis Hillel disagrees and says, no, that you could send any animals, any birds, and so on, whether they're alive, slaughtered, as long as there's the possibility that they are going to be eaten on Yom Tov. It's not your business whether the person receiving it uses it on Yom Tov or not. You could send wine, oil, flour, beans, and so on. Again, all of these things can be used on Yontif, and therefore you can send them on Yontif. However, the Mishnah said that even according to Beis Hillel, you can't send raw grain, because the raw grain has to be ground into flour before it can be used, and the melacha of tochin, of grinding, when it comes to grain, is prohibited on Yom Tov. And the Mishnah concluded with the opinion of Rabbi Shimon, who said that you're allowed to even send raw grain on Yontif because it can be cooked and eaten without the tochin taking place, without it being ground. Have a great day.